If you're watching this video, there's one of two situations going on. One, you're trying to figure out what is a loan estimate and how do I use it to compare different offers. Number two, you're a current borrower of mine. Move to the next step. So congratulations, either one of these situations. So my name is Dan Frio, where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now I'll explain how I do all that at the end of this video. What we're going to talk about today is how do you compare loan estimates? One of the first disclosures you're going to get from your lender and how you can actually look at this to compare offers. But you can also look at it to see who's trying to deceive you. Here's what a loan estimate is. Okay, so basically, once you put in your application, I said one application, one credit pool, all that stuff. Once you put in the application, we pull your credit, we have to do something. And we have by 3 days by law to do something. One of those things is either withdraw you, send you out a denial, or the next step is right through here, the loan estimate. This is basically the first step of your loan application being approved, moving forward through the systems. So we're going to go through this in great detail. I want to use the CFPB's version of this so you guys can understand it, and they have a really good diagram and the breakdown of it. But let's get to it. You can go to the CFPB right through here and buying a home. Okay, what is a loan estimate? Well, a loan estimate tells you the important details about a mortgage loan you've requested. Use this tool to review your loan estimate to make sure it reflects what you discussed with your lender. If something looks different from what you expected, ask why. Request multiple loan estimates from different lenders and so forth. So here's the confusion part. Let's go break it down. You applied for a loan and then you got approved and your concern is, okay, what's the rate and what's my payment? There's a lot more to this equation than what I want to break down in this video. So your loan estimate is basically, like I said, that first piece of document that goes out to you to kind of break down the loan in generic terms at this point, because it's not really narrowed down. So a lot of clients that we work with, they're buying their first house. Okay. What's your homeowner's insurance? Well, just buying that first house, you don't know yet. What's the real estate taxes on the house you're buying? I don't know. You haven't picked out a house yet. Once you do those things, a lot of these numbers will start to fill in. But at the beginning, there's a reason why it says loan estimate. These are the best estimates we have at this time. And this is going to be a moving kind of a thing in progress. As we get new data in, these numbers will get updated. Shouldn't update too much in here. So let's go down through this first page of this loan estimate. Okay, it's going to give the lender name right up through here. You're going to see. It's going to give me the date. When did this get issued? It's going to give us the application's information right here, the property address associated with this transaction, and the sales price. Or if it was in a refinance, this will just basically give the value of the home. Okay. The rest of the piece of the puzzle is basically what you should have been taught or explained by your loan officer. Okay. You're trying to buy a house for $180,000. The loan amount's going to be $162,000. The rate's 3.875, which those rates are still around, with a monthly payment of $761. Okay, there's more to this. Is there any prepayment penalties? Is there a balloon payment? What is my taxes and insurance? Aren't that a part of my payment? Well, yeah, that's where this data starts coming through. First off, the prepayment penalties. Look at this. In most cases, you do not have a prepayment penalty. Unless you have what they call a non-QM loan, that's probably the only case you'll have prepayment penalty. You'll want to check this to make sure if you have one or not. That's number one. Next thing is a balloon payment. Is this loan good for X amount of time? And then at that point, you need to make one lump sum payment. Tell you right through there. Then what it's going to break down through here is it's going to tell you through years 1 through 7 versus years 8 through 30. What this is going to do is this is allocating, well, you didn't put down 20% based on the loan amount and the purchase price. So you're going to need what's called PMI or mortgage insurance. You're going to have a mortgage insurance on there, and it's allocated on there in this situation for the first 7 years, and then it'll drop off. So that's why this column here might be a little bit different than this, because if you have mortgage insurance, that'll be a part of this. It eventually, in most cases, the mortgage insurance falls off unless you have an FHA loan that you only put down less than 10%. And in that case, it's on there for the. So that'll break down that. Then it'll tell you, are you escrowing, yes or no? What are you escrowing? And what addition to your mortgage payment is that going to give you? That. Then we go up through here and your loan payments, $761. All these additions to pay your insurance and taxes and everything else come to $206. So your final payment is truly $1,050 for the first 7 years. Then after that, the PMI will drop off and you'll be at $968. Okay, so here's where it gets a little confusing. It says estimated closing costs and then how much money you're going to need to bring to the closing. And when people get this at first case, they look at this and they're like, you're kidding me, right? $8,000 in fees? this is a little bit skewed, and I'll explain why. Let's go to the next page. When I start to counter a lot of these things, I start to point out things, and a lot of consumers on your side, you don't really want to hear it, but I'll explain to you what happens in the background. Here's a lot of times what's going to happen, and you're going to get duped. Okay, so here's basically all the charges on the loan. Here's where they start, and I really want to drive this down, so let's break this up. Okay, so the first on page two, what you're going to see in the loan estimate at the top left is going to be your loan costs, origination charges. Okay, this is going to be basically the lender's fees. Okay, the rest of this I'll fill in a second, but it's not as crucial when you're shopping for a loan, and I'll explain why in a minute. The main pieces are through here. Like in this situation, this lender is charging a quarter of a point. Okay, a point is a percentage of the loan amount. If you're paying a quarter percent, you're paying 0.25 of a percent of the actual loan amount. That'll come to here. It can add up. Then you're going to have an application fee. Places have it, some don't. But there. Then you're going to have an underwriting fee. Some have it, some don't. Then you might have an admin fee, and then another fee, and then a processing fee, and it can add up. And a lot of times, these are the areas where your fees really add up. Let's move down to the next section, because here's where a lot of the people that are charging you high fees here will kind of make it up. And they'll make up the difference saying, see, my total closing costs, though, are less than the other competitors. A lot of times, they're not telling you the full truth. Okay, so let's go to section B. I'm going to show you what's in this section now. Section B are going to be things like appraisal fees, credit report fees, tax service fees. All these are really solid, finite numbers that lenders charge because we are charged these. Okay, you're going to be charged an appraisal fee to know how much your house is worth. That's going to be a charge to you. Credit report fees, it says over here, $30. You will never get a credit report fee under $100. That's just the cost. They range from about $100 to $200. Most cases, these numbers are going to be accurate. I'm going to be in a minute where it really gets deceptive. Okay, so you're going to have all these numbers through here, and there's really nothing you can do with that. Every lender is going to basically charge the same thing. So you might be able to pick up somebody who doesn't charge a flood service fee or whatever, but you're talking nickels and dimes when it comes in this section. Now, this section is where it really gets complicated. Okay, so when you put in your application, you're looking to buy that first house, and then you put the house under contract. We got this house under contract, and you just gave it to me, and I got to get these disclosures out quick because we have 3 days to do this. So you say, hey, Dan, I'm buying this house, and here's the information. What I don't have at that time, and you don't even have it at this time as well, is how much is your homeowner's insurance? Well, you're going to start shopping for homeowner's insurance. Another big cost that you're going to have is your legal fee. We call them your title fees or your escrow. Okay, so this is where the numbers really start to flow. These numbers, we don't have to be accurate on these numbers at all because we don't know what title company you're going to be using for this transaction. So that being said, these numbers, well, they should be pretty close to what they should be accurately. But many times I'll look at this and what we do is different than probably what a lot of other people do. We actually have a system we click into and it's called Smart Fees. Okay, what it'll do is it'll scan out and it'll find the title company that's most likely being used in your city, your county, your state. It'll drill it all the way down to there and say, okay, your title fees are most likely going to be that. Okay, so that's what we put in. We don't know. So now we're at the point we have your title fees, which we don't really know how much they're going to be. And the other piece of this puzzle is what your homeowner's insurance. So those are two big unknowns. So what we do is we do our due diligence and we want to make sure this number is accurate as possible. You're seeing the number that you're seeing. But when you're seeing a competitor's loan estimate, go to this section. And what I need you to do is basically wipe it out. Because no matter what lender you choose, that number is going to be identical to the penny. Because what happens is in most cases, the seller of the home, they're choosing the title company that's going to be used. So all we do is get an invoice on how much that's going to be. On the lender side, this is a number that I don't know at the beginning. And as we proceed through this transaction, we'll get more finite numbers on things like this, how much the taxes are going to be, and how much your homeowner's insurance is going to be. So you'll get changes to this. It's called a change of circumstance. So many times we'll say, okay, I know these numbers aren't accurate. They're pretty darn close, but go ahead and sign it. Because again, this is just the loan estimate. As we progress through, you're going to get things and notifications, which we call change of circumstance, that's going to update these. So for example, when we get the title invoice from the title company, we're going to update these numbers to the penny accuracy. So what's going to happen there? You'll get an update saying, hey, your title fees got updated. These aren't changes that I'm personally making or charging you any more for. It's the title companies or the third party services we're using have changed their numbers. So that's that part of it. And then you go up through here, and this is the recording fees. These are pretty easy to get. Vary all the time as well. You can just go to the recorder of deeds office and you're where you're buying and say that's what the recording fees are going to be. Okay, so that's what we'll do. Then prepaids. This is basically you're going through and it's saying you're going to have to prepay your homeowner's insurance. And then you're also going to have interest from the day of closing through the end of the month. Okay, so these numbers, again, we don't know what your homeowner's insurance is going to be, all right? And we don't know what day you're going to close. So some people can put in here saying, oh, that's 0 days interest. Now my interest looks lower than the competitor. Then you win, but you're not really winning. You're deceiving the borrower. So these numbers, you know, they will change as well. And then down through here, again, these are based on your homeowner's insurance policy. Let me roll up. And your homeowner's, your taxes on that property. Many times we don't have these the initial day we send out your disclosures. Thus, it's a loan estimate. And these numbers are going to change. But the biggest thing I want you to understand is where you can be deceived down through here. So a lot of times I'm like, okay, what's Section A costs? I don't really care about the rest of them. And they're like, well, down in the title fees, yours is $1,000 more than the competitor. So I'm going with them. Well, you need to understand how this works. You're being deceived. Okay, so then other pieces of this puzzle will come through here. You might get a lender credit. For example, we might have a down payment assistance program that you qualify for $6,000. So you might see a credit in there for down payment assistance and things like that. Okay. And then down through here, you're going to see how much you put down as your deposit. Is there any seller credits or anything else? Thus, then balancing you out. So basically, that's the explanation of the loan estimate, why you really need to understand what it is, how accurate it is at the time, why we ask you many times to just sign it because it's going to be basically a moving pendulum. And then please be careful not to be deceived. Sections you can really be deceived in that we just went over. So hopefully this was a summary, kind of a lengthy summary, but we explained how to compare loan estimates with other lenders to figure out, you know, are you getting a good deal? How to do it with accuracy, or like I said, you might be a client of ours, but we're just going through you here to make sure you understand the loan estimate. Or if you have any other questions, we'd love to. Maybe we can. So that's it for this recording. Hope you understand the loan estimate a little bit more. And if you need any other assistance, feel free to reach out to me and Frio, The Rate Update. Our website is theRateUpdate.com. Feel free to contact me by text, email, or you can even give us a call. Scroll down to the bottom and you'll have our 800 number. As well as my email. Thanks for watching. Hope you find value in this. If you did, give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. Take care. Have a great day, folks.